Our daughter's all grown up now, but she'll never forget that very scary moment when she was 4 years old. My wife was shopping in the supermarket with our son riding in the grocery cart and our daughter walking with her, well, actually running ahead of her. Now, Karen had warned her to stay in the same aisle she was in, but we're talking a firstborn here, you know, so she had to run ahead to other aisles to explore, of course. Till suddenly, she noticed how high those shelves were and how long those aisles were and the fact that she didn't see anything familiar. And suddenly she felt that awful feeling that she still describes today as scary. She was lost. Not too long ago, she told me how it felt. As a grown woman, she said, suddenly, my security wasn't there. Well, thankfully, her mother came looking for her. Our daughter got lost, but someone who loved her found her. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about I once was lost. Lost isn't just a feeling little kids know. No, a lot of us who are all grown up know it too well. The dictionary says that lost means bewildered as to direction, missed the way. Well, man, you ever felt that way? Now, maybe? It could be that, like our daughter said, suddenly your security isn't there. There's been a breakup, a divorce, changes at work or in your family, a painful loss, a financial setback, some major change. Well, interestingly enough, our Creator describes us as lost. We're bewildered about the meaning, the direction of our life because we've, well, like the dictionary says, missed the way. You and I have missed what we were made for, a life run by God. And we wandered off into a life run by us. Like our daughter, separated from her mom, you suddenly realize the person you need most isn't there, the God who made you. You're away from your Father, your Heavenly Father. And again, like a lost child, there's no way you can find your way back to Him. Your only hope is that He's come looking for you. And that's what Jesus is all about. He's God come looking for you. In our word for today from the Word of God, Luke 19:10, Jesus says, the Son of Man, that's Him, came to seek and to save what was lost. Jesus literally gave His life to bring you home. He absorbed your death penalty for all your sin when He died on the cross. And now He's coming, seeking you to save you. Right now, through this visit together. See, for you, this is much more than just a little radio program. It's really Jesus who knows your need, coming where you are to bring you home. Here's a letter that I received from a man who experienced that. He tells about commuting to work one winter morning, and he says, this hour and one half ride is really getting to be a drag. Too much time to think. Thinking about one divorce and a second marriage, never enough money, can't afford a new car, and this one may not even make it home. And then again, what if he doesn't make it home? Is this what life is about? Drive, work, sleep, then drink myself into oblivion to numb the monotony? He is painfully aware of a growing emptiness. Something's missing. Actually, everything's missing. Well, he tells how he started surfing the radio, and he landed on this program, and he says, you directed me to the one who would give my life meaning. Without that, it is quite possible I would not be here now. See, Jesus found this man through a radio, and this man finally found everything he'd been missing. Well, for someone listening right now, that's what Jesus wants to do for you this very day, this very hour. He's been pursuing you for so long, and I don't know how much longer He will, but Jesus has come to you there, and He's come now. Would you open up to the man who gave His life for you? You can trust Him with the rest of your days. Would you say, Jesus, You died for me, You love me, You're alive, You walked out of Your grave, come into my life, I'm Yours. Our website will tell you how to be sure you've begun that relationship and that you belong to Him. It's anewstory.com. That's anewstory.com. See, Jesus loves you too much to lose you. He went all the way to a cross to prove it. And right now, He's come where you are to bring you home. Don't miss Him.